Are you with me? Are you with me? To put God first, you must realize it's all about Him. You must do what? Realize it's all about Him. Do you know that the food you eat or the food you ate today came from God? Do you know that the clothes you're wearing today came from God? If I give you a plate of rice, it is not I that gave you that plate. It is God that gave you that plate. He said that all good things comes from Him. So everything that is good is from God. Until you begin to see God in everything you do in life, you will never assess the level at which God wants you to operate in this life. Is someone here with me? Until you see God in everything and put Him first in everything. An example of God in a way is like a woman, for example. Maybe your wife. You'll be watching a movie and you see a lady in that movie and you, the man, say, this lady is fine. Your wife will just look you. I don't know. You are wondering, like, I'm married to you. That person, I don't even know where he's from or she's from. I just said, she looks nice. And she gives you that look. Like, really? Now, picture that. No, my wife does that too to me. No, it's fine. Now, picture that. Picture that when it comes to God. When you deviate your eye from Him, He gives you that look like, oh, really? Like, really? You are actually leaving me that is a God and admiring things that I created. Really? How dumb can you be? Now, always visualize whenever you wake up in the morning and you prepare and you go to work and you didn't pray. That is what God did to you. But you know the funny thing about God, the way He loves us. So God wake up one morning and say, you know what? I don't want you anymore. Emmanuel Okeke, I don't need you. Go, whatever. And God goes. After a while, He comes back and be like, just come here. It's that love of God. But that love does not give you the audacity and the right to abuse the grace of God upon your life. Remember, a fire with every of our deed will pass through the fire. In order for that deed to be tested, how strong it is. Whichever deed that got burned by the fire does not mean that you won't be saved. You will be saved, but you won't be rewarded. Praise the Lord Jesus. The food you eat or the one you ate today comes from God. Everything you have is from God. See, the funny thing is that even that money you used to give to a beggar that you think you are doing the beggar a favor, it's not yours. Let me shock you. Dangote may have all the whole money in the world, but when he dies, that money remains on earth. He doesn't go to hell with it or go to heaven with it. You don't travel any place with it. Are you following me? You can have all the beauties in this world, but when you die, you don't go to hell with it or you don't go to heaven with it. It remains on the earth because those things are meant for the earth. Use your eyes of imagination. A minister is standing here with me. A madman is standing here with me. In the eyes of the world, there's a difference. This one is who? This one is who? Now, is there any minister standing beside me? But you are seeing it now. And you are even joining me. I say someone is there. You call the person a minister. Someone is there. You call him. Power of imagination. Now, if this... Who is here? If this minister dies and this madman dies, when you see the body, do you call it a minister's dead body and a madman dead body? What is it, both? Dead body. So the moment we die, our status makes no sense. What makes a sense in a man is the spirit of a man. So now, and the Bible said that what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? So the difference between the minister and the madman is the soul and the spirit. They might have different looks. You see, a madman has a spirit and a soul. A madman is mad, but has a spirit and a soul and a body. The difference, what is wrong with a madman, is that a madman is confused. He's living under the realms of both the physical and the spiritual. He stands and talks to the air. You call him a madman. But sometimes you actually get mad in your own way. You pray to God that you don't even know exist or not exist, because you do it by faith. Are you not also a madman? When the Bible says, in order for a spirit-filled man is like who? A madman. In order to serve God, you must be mad. It is stupid when you say, tell someone to put God first in everything you do in your life. In the eyes of the world, the man, he says, what do you mean by putting God first? Because you have come to the understanding that the source of all your strength is from God. That everything you have comes from God. The car you drive comes from God. If I give my wife a new car, a brand new car, in the eyes of the earth, the husband gave. But in the eyes of the spirit, God gave. Because it has to be God that will compel me to do such good. A man, the Bible said the heart of man is wicked. A man cannot behold good. The man is naturally wicked. So when anything good comes out of a man, it's not from the man, it's from God. If you get this teaching, he said your existence and everything you have come from God. You must come to the point of your life when you know that nothing you have is yours. If you don't come to the point when you know that everything you have does not belong to you, you will have what they call pride in you. Anytime you say, my car, is a sign of pride. Although we say it without knowing it. We say, I thank God I did a contract worth 10 million and the job came in. I bought myself a car. Let me tell you. In the real sense, God just turned you to a servant, but you don't know. Because that car, you'll be driving it, but you'll be driving others. You didn't get this point. You didn't get it. The fun of a car is not when you drive it. It's when you are driven. But you don't know. When you sit down and they are driving, that is the fun of a car. But you don't know. The fun of the car is not when you're driving. When you are driving, you are actually stressing yourself. You don't know. You are happy you got to your destination. Why do we pay drivers? You think it's just for the fuel? You actually pay them for the security that they brought you, because if anything happened to them while they are driving, you will die. So when God gave me a car, I was not saying, whoa, big boy. I was saying, God, where will I go this evangelical walk? Where? Port Harcourt. Now, when someone comes in the phone and say, man of God, I need to be in Port Harcourt, I'm not going to say, please, I think I'll have issue with transport. No, I get into my car and I drive there. It's not, see, God is not blessing you because of you. God is blessing you because of the plan in which you are involved. His own plan. See, God is too big to bless you for yourself. He blesses you because you are in alignment with him. Don't you understand? He said, seek you first the kingdom. Because the moment you seek the kingdom, everything you think becomes the kingdom. And then whatever he provides for you becomes for the kingdom. Is something happening to you? Are you waking up? 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. I so much want to chant in the spirit. We need chanters in this ministry. And today I'll pray for that prayer that God should raise men. First Corinthians 10, verse 31. Is someone there? He says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. How can you eat for the glory of God? Until you come to the knowledge that whatever you have and every single thing you possess. I hear some people say, why did God born me in this family? Honestly, if you say that kind of a word, you are insulting God without you knowing it. In fact, any person that can stand up and say, I hate my family, I hate where I'm born, he's useless. That person is useless because he has not understood the mission by which he was sent. You are not sent to abuse that family. You are sent to become a solution in that family. For you to complain you hate the family means you have been blinded. You do not see the reason why you were sent. And automatically your mission has failed. In fact, the poorer your family, the bigger your anointing. Oh, you don't know. Moses was born in a family. Did he choose to be in that family? Though he was favored by being a prince, but something in him was not finding peace. Most of you, they may give you the opportunity to become the son of a king or son of a of Buhari. Brother, you will in your entire life, you will just be useless, spending money anyhow. A man for 40 years was in the palace and something in him was not agreeing with the method of the palace. He left the palace and went to the wilderness. A prince, a king to be, became a shepherd. And for once, he never said, I wish I'm in my palace. No! And the people of Israel were meant to be 400 years in captive, but yet they were 430 years, and they were saying, God, the prophecy you gave to Abraham was 400 years, and God is saying, no, it is not me, it is Moses. You are the Moses of your family. You are the Moses of your generation. You must find your staff, and you must find at the burning bush where you will have that encounter. I feel a strong anointing. Something happened to me this morning. While I was praying, I was pressing. An hour passed, I was pressing. An hour and 25 minutes passed, I was pressing. An hour and 30 minutes, I was pressing. An hour and 45 minutes, the Lord spoke to me. He said, my right hand is upon you. And I was on the floor. It felt like the floor was about to absorb me. I was screaming. My wife was in the house. She didn't hear me screaming. But I was shouting and groaning. For something was happening. And I woke up, I was shedding tears. But that tears was not tears of sadness. But it was tears of pure joy. And I woke up all sweaty and I'm like, whoo. I believe I said thank you, Jesus, for almost 20 minutes or so. I was just saying thank you, Jesus. You have to meet your burning bush. Tell your neighbor, you have to meet your burning bush. If Moses had not met his burning bush, the Israelites would still be in bondage by now, self. You don't understand? By now, he would wake up and say, no, when in the Israel, in the Egypt, and Jesus would not have come. I might just see this guy also cut his throat. Because me and you will not be wearing better clothes. We'll be wearing, you know, now. House of encounter. You must press deeper. Look, let me tell you something. See, life is highly spiritual. Highly. See, you can stand here now you begin to pray in the spirit. You pray it for 1 hour and you go and sleep. Your destiny helper will be somewhere restless. He can't sleep. Because your prayer has changed things in the spirit. Look at the story of Mordecai. The king became restless and said, hey, what is happening? He sat down, he said, read my deeds to me. And they begin to read. They mentioned Mordecai that saved him. He said, what did I do to this man? And he said, nothing. He said, how can a man save a king? And I don't know. The king doesn't even know what to do because he never had the time to plan how to bless someone. But an enemy was coming who had all the time and was planning how to be blessed. And he came and the king asked him. He prophesied the blessing of another man, thinking it was for him. Your enemy shall prophesy your increase. He prophesied that everything he did was a prophecy. What is prophecy? When I speak, it comes to pass. Is that a prophecy? He spoke, it came to pass, but not in his favor. But except God be first. Except God be first. I'm walking on the way and you called me, Emmanuel, you will die. I won't reply. I will laugh at you. Because me replying will be like a waste of time. There is a place where this battle is. There is a battle. There is a place we fight this battle. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Me and you exchanging words is a waste of time. I go to my secret place. I stand in the altar. Altar is not this thing, no. Wherever you pray, you open an altar. I stand in my altar. And I begin to change things in the spirit. I'm not even praying concerning you because you are too small. I'm just praying. Rebabaradaga. The angel that walks with me, one of them will come and slap you. Hey, you don't understand. The prayer point was not about you, but the anointing and the horizon with the flow at which I operate is so strong that God said that he knows the number of your hair, he knows them by name. So whoever has touched you in the book of Zechariah, he said, whoever has touched you, I touch what is most precious in my eye. If a man dare speak, his hand will wither. Am I in the right class? Is this CEO ministry? Or should I preach there? Oh. God must be what? God must be what? And said, 3 kilometers from here, round the circumference, any words, altar of any native daughter, it will burn by fire. And if the priest refused to repent, the priest will die. I say, I want this grace. And the Lord said, you have it. I say, you don't understand. I know I have it. Someone needs to activate it. And I was waiting for the man to say certain things. I was in a vehicle, this is Mike I was talking about, and I said, I'm happy that the man that came is not very popular, so that people will not meet that man. You see, I said it in the car. I later met him. Hey! Because I woke up as early as possible. My wife was wondering what's happening. I said, there's a place I need to be. Let me share you the secret. I went. When he checked out, I met with him. I sowed a seed. He said, what do you want? He lambarded on me. After praying, I went to the reception. I said, I want his room. And they said, no. I said, don't touch it. I want his room. I need 1 hour. They said, what? I said, I want to pray. I went to the room. My phone was on silence. I held the bedspread. I collected everything. I came out. I didn't even say hi. I just waved the relationship from this. The woman looked at me and smiled. In me, I have been downloaded. There are principles that ravels the life. A man wanted to say one word. He gave me 10 blessings. Prophesied 10 things in my life. See, you don't sit down and wait for spiritual things to happen to you. You change them and invoke them. That man came for me. I was the only minister he met. He came for me. A man flew all the way from Port Harcourt, believing he came to the people of Umuike, Abi, to pray for the people of Umuike. Indirectly, it was God saying, and many people, many ministers could not meet him because they were expecting to meet Omar. But they forgot that a messenger is as strong as the person who sent him. So when that man was laying hand on me, it was not him speaking to me. It was that the Umar imparting me. Came back home. I was filled with joy. I was just smiling. I know I've collected it. It's not, you don't need to tell, I know. And the funny thing, when I was praying, I slept off. I prayed for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, the Lord said, be still. I kept quiet, I slept off. I had two trance, which I cannot share here. And I woke up, I said, CEO ministry, I'm here to give it to you. You don't want. Thank you, Jesus. Let's understand what it means to love God with everything. That is the last thing I'll teach now. Mark 12:30. Someone will read for me. Mark 12:30. See, how hungry you are for the things of the Spirit determine how far you go in life. One thing I learned from my father, Reverend God's Power, he said, honor the grace they carry. He used to share certain things he does to collect grace from people. And the moment my ear gets it, I practice it. I share certain things. See, a prophet, see, you must stop seeing a man of God as a man or as a man. If you see a man as a man, you will receive only the manship of that man, if there's any word like that. But if you see a man of God, spiritual, and you honor him, you receive and become a partaker of that same grace. Someone there, let's read. The Bible said that moment you prayed and you start sweating, it's called, what you can say, the holy sweats. Have you ever prayed and you are sweating while you are praying? It's called the holy sweats. Believe me, after praying such prayer and you lie down, you will have the best sleep ever in your life. Are we there? Can someone read? Hallelujah. Please, someone give mommy's mic.
Thank you.
No, 12, verse 30.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mark 12, verse 30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Write it down. With all thy what? Heart.
Heart. And with all thy soul.
And with all thy soul, number two, write it down.
And with all thy mind.
And with all thy mind, number three, write it down.
And with all thy strength.
And with all thy strength, that is number four.
This is the first commandment.
Thank you. Thank you for that. One, you must love the Lord with all your heart. You must love the Lord with all your soul. You must love the Lord with all your mind. That is also your might, your mind. You must love the Lord with all your what? Your strength. What controls your entire body is your heart. Do you know that? Can a man live without his heart? Do you know what the heart does? It pumps blood to every... In fact, the heart pumps blood to the brain. Without the heart, you can't think. Without the heart, you can't exist. And the Lord said that you must love him with your heart. What that means is that everything about your life must be for him. You see, God says things that we don't really meditate on it. Let me not say, I say, most people preach it, even me, I'm studying it, I'm learning it, I'm practicing it. To love the Lord with all your heart means that everything your body does must be to His glory. The way you look, the way you appear, when you talk, the way you react, the things you prophesy from your mouth must be to His glory. This is all about you dying for Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus. And the second thing He said was soul. Now, in this context, the soul here signifies life. Because you can't have soul and mind at the same time. The soul signifies life. The soul in this context. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Life. Because when there is no soul in you, you are dead. So the soul here signifies life. Means that every single breath of your life is meant to glorify God. I want something to wake us up. Are we waking up in the spirit here? See, after listening to my preachings and you go home and you sleep, you have not listened to my preaching. It is meant to bring forth a revival in you. There was a day I preached in my former church. I was preaching. I preached one day. The guy, one young man shouted, "Hey, hey, hey," shouted, ran out from the church. Went to his house. Later, he came back. I was like, "What happened?" He said, "After you preached, I went to my house and I broke the calabash in my house." I was like, "Who told you to do that?" He said, "As you were preaching, something came upon me." The guy ran, not with leg, ran with his leg to his house. There is. See, if the word of God hits you, you will be listening to me, but your heart will be burning. It will feel like there is a heat. That is why you know that something is happening in your life. I've sat down with people, I don't know them from anywhere. I just listened to their tape and I was angry at myself. The kind of people you listen to matters. Don't be around the people that knows the same thing you know. Be around people that knows more than you. That is how you will grow. Church is not a place where you come, we just give you fire. Church is a place where we upgrade your spirit and download something new into you. And after we download it, we set that place. And when you are walking, in the eyes of people, they are seeing an ordinary person. Someone that has spiritual eyes is seeing someone in flames of fire. What shall it profit you if you don't burn for Christ? When you sit down, you yell, "Father, I want to burn for you." If some people will pray, say, "Father, curse me, let me burn for you. Take my will away. Burn my desire and my will. Let Emmanuel Okeke die and let only you live." You must come to that point. You don't meet men of God because there's an issue in the life. No, you meet them because you want to move to another dimension of power. Man of God, I am having this issue. I know if you speak a word, it will be clear. But teach me, how can I stand? Because one day your sons and your generation might need to stand.
Karibu shata karibu sote.
The mind here. The mind, it talks about emotions, feelings, everything you can think of. God is saying that you must serve Him with your mind. So whenever you sit, let every thought of you be for Christ. I think I can share this here, but sometimes when I sit down, I think of what I can do that will put a smile in the face of God. I know that whatever I do, it's still not me doing it. It is Him compelling me. But I want to always be open to know how He wants to use me at a particular season. You come to God, you're always like, "Bless me, give me this, give me this." No, it's not always about that. Sometimes you come and say, "Let me give you one of the best things." Sometimes you will say, "Father, mold me. In your spirit, you are saying, no, don't do it though. It's okay. It's okay. You are human. The more you keep saying it, a time will come, your spirit will start saying it. You think it's easy for someone to say, Father, let me die and let you live? You didn't understand. Jesus came not to do his own will. Jesus has his own personal will. Only who knows what would have been his personal will. But he said, it is not my will, but your will. The Holy Ghost came not to do his own will, but to do the will of Jesus. So the reflection of the Holy Ghost is the will of Jesus. So the will of Jesus was to be with you, be in you, be upon you, follow you. That was his will. But because of his earthly body, he could not bring that will into realization. So what he did was that when he went to the glory, he took on the glory and he sent forth the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost came and gave us power. Three angels just appeared here now. Something is about to happen now. Thank you, Father. I will stop here. I want us to worship because something just happened. A kind of atmosphere just came. See, I tell you, it's Jesus. Can we be on our feet? It's all about making him one. See, you might not know this, but if God becomes a priority in your life and becomes the number one, the first thing that will die in your life is death. Death will reject you. The moment Christ becomes number one, he said, he who wants to save his life will lose his life. But the person that wants to die will gain his life. It's weird, but that makes sense. See, in order for you to be like Christ, you must love like God. See, I don't know what is that thing that is your problem. Be it anger, be it quarrel, be it envy, be it jealousy. But now, you will crucify it again. You will ask God that let Christ that is in you reflect out. Open your mouth and begin to pray. As you are praying, open your eyes to the Spirit. Some of you might start feeling like someone is touching you on your shoulder. It's an angel. I see someone here. I'm seeing an angel standing on the door of a shop. And I'm seeing this shop is brown in color. And I see an angel laying hands on the door. And the angel is saying that I'm about to bring forth light upon the shop. The Lord is about to bring forth a bed of intercessors. Oh,
This is a house of prayer.
In Jesus. There is a grace that works with us here. It's the spirit of prayer.